Hi, this is Michelle Nicole Rivera with the Visionary in Heels podcast series, where I speak with a different businesswoman each month from throughout the nation that are breaking through glass ceilings and redefining the possibilities women can achieve in the business world. In this episode, we will be speaking with Jess Webb on how to build an irresistible online brand. Jess is a web marketing goddess who builds captivating websites for women entrepreneurs destined for six figures and beyond. She has a deep knowledge of marketing, what works, and how to do it in a way that is authentic and feels good. She combines done-for-you design and techie services with marketing mentorship and strategy to help her clients not just have a beautiful online presence, but one that really works for them with a marketing strategy they can use going forward to get great results. To learn more, visit www.jesswebb.com and sign up for her free e-course, Top 10 Must-Have Web Secrets for Female Entrepreneurs. So without further ado, let's jump right into our November topic of how to build an irresistible online brand. What is a brand?
Well, to me, a brand really is the representation of you and your business in your marketing, online, wherever that might be. And it goes even beyond just the visual, because a lot of times we tend to think the brand is, you know, your logo and how your website looks or that kind of stuff. But it goes even beyond that to like your message and how you talk about what you do and how you help your clients, even like the words that you use. And that could be like your tagline or even the copy on your website or in your marketing. So it's really that all of those different pieces that come together to represent you and your business out in the world.
So how can a company take their ordinary brand and just turn the notch up a bit to make it an irresistible online brand? So what are some of those key elements of an irresistible online brand?
I would say probably one of the first things would be really getting your personality in there, getting you in there, especially for, you know, a lot of us women entrepreneurs, we're solopreneurs. We are our business. We are the face of our business. We are that one person that works with our clients for the most part. And so it's really important to have your personality in there, to have you in there, because people really are looking to connect with a person and to have that personal connection. So really getting that personality and getting you in there is a great way to be irresistible and to really stand out, because that's what people are looking for. Also to be really professional and consistent, and to really make sure that once you've kind of identified what your brand is and you've got that visual representation of it, make sure that that goes on everything that you do, every piece of your marketing, every social media site, on your website, on your business cards, your brochures, wherever you're getting your message out, it should all really be consistent and professional. It should have the same look and feel, should be saying the same message, just really getting that consistency so that wherever people are finding you, they're seeing the same thing and they can start to actually recognize you and get familiar with your brand.
From your experience, what are the top three most common online branding mistakes that companies make? And how can those mistakes prevent those companies from increasing sales?
I would say one of the ones I see really frequently is ties right back into that personality piece. And I see companies out there that you go to their website and they, you know, they have a nice logo, they have a nice website, but there's nothing to say who is the person behind that company. There's none of that personal connection. And that's definitely one of the big mistakes that I see people making, because people want to buy from people. They want to buy from someone that they can connect with, that they can really get to know and really trust that you do understand where they're at, that you really do get them and can really help them get the results that they want. So that would be the first mistake that I see. The second one I see is with list building. And while it's not directly related to branding, it's definitely a key piece in your overall marketing and branding that I see a lot of people missing. And list building is about when people come to your website, people typically need to come in contact with you at least 7 times. And I've heard people say even up to 15 times before they'll be ready to buy from you. So if they're coming to your website and you don't have any way to connect with them and be able to follow up, then they're likely to just leave and never come back, and you won't be there in front of them when they're ready to make that decision to buy. So one of the big mistakes that I see people making is that they're not building that list. They don't have anything on their website that lets people sign up to learn more or to get a free gift, and to get into your circle so that you can build that relationship with them. And then the third thing that I see is that inconsistent branding. You know, I'll go to somebody's website and their website looks really great. It's really nice. They have a really nice design. They've got all these different key pieces on their website. Then I go to like their Facebook page or Twitter, or I see their business card or some other piece of their marketing, and it doesn't match. It doesn't look anything like their website. So they've got completely different images that are being put out there into the world to represent them. And that can make it really confusing for people that are finding you, whether it's online or offline. If they're seeing these different images, then they're not going to be quite sure if it's the right person, or it can just make it really confusing for your potential clients.
In the world of social media, there's at least 200 ways to get online and start networking. So for small business owners and entrepreneurs who seem a little bit overwhelmed by all of that, what factors should they consider when deciding upon which social media sites to build their online brand on?
I would say there's two things that I always tell people or recommend that people consider. And the first is to think about, where are your ideal clients hanging out? Are they hanging out on Facebook? Are they hanging out on Twitter? Are they on Pinterest? Where are they hanging out? And if you're not sure, you can talk to some of them. If you already have clients who are kind of your ideal clients, talk to them and ask them what sites they hang out on. Or if you know people that you think maybe they aren't your client yet, but you think they might be, you know, someone that you would want to work with, ask them to kind of find out where those types of people hang out online. And then the second piece is, which sites do you feel the most comfortable on, and which do you enjoy the most? Because if you're feeling comfortable and confident and really enjoying engaging on that site, then you're going to really shine there, and your personality is going to come through. You're going to have a lot more fun doing it, and that's going to be really attractive to your clients as well.
What are some time-saving tips for busy professionals who don't have several hours a day to invest in building and maintaining a strong social media strategy?
Well, to start with, you can actually have a pretty strong social media presence and strategy just spending a few minutes a day instead of a few hours. Okay. Even if you set aside, say, 10 minutes a day, where if you're, let's say your strategy is you're on Facebook and you're connecting with your clients on Facebook, just spend 10 minutes a day, whether it's first thing in the morning or maybe at the end of the day or in the middle of the day for a break, however you want to do it, just 10 minutes a day can make a huge difference. And spend that 10 minutes reaching out and connecting to people or answering comments or messages, interacting in groups, some of the Facebook groups where your ideal clients are hanging out, those kinds of things. And when you get, you know, really strategic and focused with it, all you need is just a few minutes a day.
E-newsletters. Now, they are a well-known marketing tool to build email lists with. However, majority emails are being sent, ending up in the junk mail of clients, or, you know, they may just happen just to get deleted. So how can professionals make sure their content is so irresistible that customers can't wait to open up their emails?
I would say probably one of the first things to look at is to really focus your emails on your client and what do they want to hear about. And when you're consistently writing about stuff that they are really eager to read and really excited to hear about, they're going to be watching for those emails and they'll be quick to click on them. And along with that, to really identify what is kind of their primary pain or the problem that they are dealing with. and then really focus your content and your marketing around that, because that's really going to speak to them. If you're talking about, you know, this one problem that they're, I mean, that's their pain. That's where they're feeling the most frustrated and where they really want the help. If you're talking about that and focusing on that, again, they're going to be really paying attention.
If we're so busy that we don't have time to develop or maintain a newsletter, what are some other ways that professionals can build a dynamite mailing list?
One of the things I always recommend for my clients is make it shorter and make it easier for yourself. It doesn't have to be a big, huge email or a big, huge newsletter. It can just be a quick little tip or a short article, or maybe you post just a short little blog post on your blog, and then you can repurpose that and send it out as a short little email newsletter as well. It doesn't have to be this big, huge article or big, huge production that takes so much of your time every week or every month. It can just be short little quick tips. And that also makes it easier for your readers too. It makes it easier for them to, you know, quickly read it and take it away and take action on it instead of having to, you know, read through this whole big long article. So that's a really great way to make it easier if you don't have time to really put into a really complex newsletter. Just make it a short quick tip or a short little article. And another thing, if you really don't have the time and you really want to kind of maintain that, you know, really dynamic mailing list, you can also hire a VA to do it for you, which is a virtual assistant, and they can do it for you pretty cheap. There's VAs that'll work for, you know, like 10, 15 bucks an hour that can put that all together for you, that can even research it and write the article for you so that it's not taking time away from you and what you're really good at.
What kind of services do you provide?
So the services I provide is I really help them get up and running with that. I help them get that piece set up on their website so that they have a really irresistible, you know, free gift that people can sign up for that gets them onto their mailing list. I help them get set up with a newsletter template that has their branding on it and looks really nice so that every time they go to send an email, they can send it out for that. And I also help them look at their ongoing strategy and the kinds of emails they want to be sending, how often, what they're going to be saying in those emails so that they really know going forward what they're going to be doing with that as well.
Oh, that's really wonderful, because it kind of takes it a step further than a virtual assistant who's actually just kind of doing research here or there or drawing an article together. But you're actually working with your clients hand in hand to build a long-term strategy for their business and helping them get on their feet with regards to their comfort level in handling the newsletters and their mailing list. So that's fabulous. Okay. On day 10 of your e-course, 10 Must-Have Web Secrets for Female Entrepreneurs, you recommended Kimberly Riggins' blog and book, The Art of Eating Chocolate Naked. Now, how has her book helped you nurture your inner goddess?
Kimberly's really great at really bringing things to a really practical level. And I've been in a couple of her programs, and she gives you a list of things to do to start nourishing yourself. And then you can go through that list and pick the things that really kind of call your attention and jump out at you. And for me, it was things like, you know, just having a nice relaxing bath or enjoying a lunch out by myself, just myself, like different things like that to really nourish who I am and give myself that self-care so that I'm taken care of and I can then take care of my clients as well.
Why is it important for a woman professional to have a healthy self-image as she strives to build a strong brand for her business?
I think it's really important because confidence is really key. Confidence is sexy, it's attractive, it's irresistible to your potential clients. And really, the people that you're meant to serve, they want and maybe even need to know that you know what you're doing and that you're confident in what you're doing and that you're confident that you can really help them get the results they want. So really developing that self-image where you really love yourself and feel confident in your own skin, that's going to be so attractive to your clients, and that will really shine through in how you interact with them in your marketing, in how you show up on video or in person or anything you're doing. Having that confidence is really going to just help you show up as that irresistible expert that can help them get the results they want. And that's what I see as the real importance of having that really healthy self-image.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Jess, for taking time to speak with us.
Well, thank you, Michelle. It was great to chat with you, and I'm so glad you reached out and invited me. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to our interview with Jess Webb on how to build an irresistible online presence. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast series at iTunes and to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/VN Heels. And until next time, visionaries, be silly, be honest, be kind.